vibrant, and the rule of law under God is acknowledged.
An informed patriot is what we want.
Welcome to American Family Radio's Focal Point, the home of muscular Christianity on conservative talk radio.
Muscular Christianity.
Where we relentlessly explore the intersection of truth and politics.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Now, here's your host, Brian Fisher.
Not Brian Fisher, but Alex McFarland here sitting in for Brian Fisher on today's edition of Focal Point. And we're in the middle of a great show, and because time is so short, I want to get right to our next guest, who I met through Lee Strobel, the very well-known apologist. Lee Strobel emailed me one time. He said, "Hey, I know somebody you really need to use in your conferences, Tina Marie Griffin." And we brought her to North Greenville University to speak about a year ago, and she had 2,800 students on their feet, you know, rapt attention, an amazing speaker. She's got a website called counterculturemom.com. And she's a former Hollywood actress. She's done a lot of things. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's very much in demand. And she's a voice that you need to know about. And so on Focal Point today, what an honor to have the traveling Tina Marie Griffin. Welcome to the program, sister.
Hey, thank you so much, Alex. And once again, you have been my mentor for the last 20 years. I'm saying hello from the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
All right. All right. Well, hey, thank you. And God bless you. I want to have you on for a longer segment at some future point, but I know we've only got a few moments this morning. Give people just a little bit of your bio. I know you've done television, film. You've done a lot of things. And now you're serving the Lord, and you're doing it in very innovative ways. But give us a little bit of your background.
Well, a little bit of the background is I grew up a farm kid in Pulaski, Wisconsin, milk cows, baled hay, picked rocks, absolutely loved it. But our only time we really got off the farm was to go to church on Sundays. And yet God just really spoke to me for a number of years. When I was 16, I gave my heart to the Lord one September day service, when shortly after my 16th birthday. And I just told the Lord that day, I said, "I'm sold out for you. I want to do anything you lead me to go do, no matter where it is and what it is." And 4 years later, after I had several classmates die from another person that had overdosed on some drugs, had killed five of my classmates. They were a grade ahead of me in grade school by going up on the sidewalk in our small town of 2,000 people and literally killed five girls. That was really traumatic. And another classmate of mine committed suicide. A lot had happened in my growing up years of a small town where I knew I wanted to share the Lord with as many people as possible. And then I had the angle of a lot of my friends that partied, alcohol, drugs, got pregnant at young ages. And I'm like, man, I want to just let people know that serving the Lord is awesome and amazing. And during that time, God opened my eyes to actually your ministry, through Focus on the Family, the music and the media reviews you would do, film and TV. And a lot of my friends were impacted by what they saw, myself included, where a lot of people would do what they saw promoted in the media. And I wanted to go out to Hollywood and tell people, tell celebrities about the Lord, because if they could get what the truth was, they would be helping save my generation and a future generation by actually promoting positive entertainment. And that's what began my journey from going to a dairy farm to Hollywood, doing the Miss America pageant, and then now today, last 15 years, exposing the lies of pop culture and giving families tons of positive entertainment choices that are great to have you grow closer to the Lord and be positive in your life instead of negative.
Tina, let me ask you this. What has been your response to some of the exposing of the sexual harassment in Hollywood, and for those people that have been, you know, sexual predators and you know, actresses' careers have hung on whether or not they would do things that were wrong, and we categorically, you know, condemn that. That is wrong. But just having been in the industry, in Hollywood, in film and television, I mean, what has been your response to this? And I've got a follow-up question after that, but just kind of cue it up.
I can just tell you, Alex, I've been so happy that these things are being exposed over the last 6 months. Corey Feldman, you know, with Corey Haim's, he committed suicide a good decade and a half ago, and then Corey Feldman now coming out. He's been trying to expose what's going on in Hollywood for the last two decades, and it just seemed like no one was listening to what he was saying. I heard and seen a lot working on sets, to know that a lot of secrets and lies are just not revealed. And a lot of young women, particularly, have a lot of pressure. I myself felt the pressure. If you don't wear a certain mini skirt that's only 4 inches long, you can't work on our set. And I was fired one time by telling the casting director, I don't want to wear this skirt. So, and that was just a skirt. I mean, I was asked to do Miller Lite commercials that paid $20,000, $30,000, but I just didn't want to dance in a bikini drinking beer on a beach and then tell kids it's dangerous to drink and drive. It's not a wise choice to even drink, period, because of what can happen. And so there's a lot of pressure on women to do and say certain things in order to get another film or TV show added to their resume. And most of the time, a lot of women that did get a role on a film, it was because they did something a lot of times they didn't want to do, but they were promoted because of something sexual they had done. That was just the casting coach stories that I heard in L.A. Many of them are very true, very relevant. And to see everyone coming forth now talking about it, I was so happy, saddened by how many people were affected in certain ways, but so glad it was finally out in the open, because now when the first person talks, now 10 more people talk, and now there's a floodgate, because many people feel safe now to reveal what's going on and get that information out there because they're no longer alone.
Let me ask you this. Give me your take on the fact, I mean, there have been so many people that have talked out in opposition to the people that have exploited actresses in Hollywood. And, you know, most recently, Rose McGowan has, you know, been a passionate voice to expose sexual harassment in Hollywood. And again, you're right, this is a positive thing overall. But the very same Hollywood that condemns the sexual harassment of like a Harvey Weinstein or a Kevin Spacey, I mean, celebrities by the droves celebrated the life of Hugh Hefner when he died. And I mean, I would argue that Hugh Hefner's life and legacy has been like a human wrecking ball on the family and on really the dignity of women. So how can the same Hollywood that condemns sexual harassment praise like the life of a Hugh Hefner?
It's very hypocritical. And I think the major problem that we have is a majority of the celebrities in Hollywood are not saved. They don't know the Lord. And so they are walking in darkness, following and pursuing things that lead to a dead end. And I will tell you, I went to one of Hugh Hefner's parties, was too afraid to step foot in his mansion. And it was a long story, but I was on a movie set one day, and some friends invited me there and a couple of my girlfriends, and we went, and we actually were talking to people about the Lord while having appetizers in his front lawn. I remember it very vividly, and every place that God called me to go to, I would just share about the Lord, talk about church that I was going to, which was Oasis Christian Center. Celebrities would come as a result. But I will tell you that because we have a hypocritical Hollywood with a lot of people that don't know the Lord, they praise one thing and then are against another. And so we need people in film and TV, and I still have solid Christian friends in L.A. today working in film and TV on projects that a majority of people are, if I can just say it, they are worshiping Satan. Many celebrities come out and say that that's exactly what they do. They are following pursuits of him. And so when you have the enemy, and so when you have that, you have an environment that causes a very hypocritical side to different subjects. And I just say we need to get more Christians in Hollywood engaged in the media that are not afraid to speak up and share the truth of the Lord while working on set alongside these celebs. Because if we can start seeing more of these top, well-known worldwide celebrities saved, we will change the culture.
You've got about 20 seconds. What do people find when they go to counterculturemom.com?
Alex, they have to text the word media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, and they will get a compiled 4-page PDF of what I've been sharing for the last 15 years on how to do a pop culture purge in 2018. It's fantastic information. It'll help you with knowing what movies are safe, knowing what apps are great, knowing what to steer clear from for the world of entertainment and violent video games. It's all in there by texting Media Guide, no spaces, to 44222. And I will travel anywhere from prisons to Peru and back again to share this Hollywood Exposed message.
You're amazing. It's Tina Marie Griffin, counterculturemom.com. Stay tuned, everybody. Focal Point is back after this. Alex McFarland, guest hosting today for Brian Fisher. Don't go away.
AT&T 80% of the time, an abortion-minded mother who views an ultrasound or sonogram of her baby will choose life. Here's the story of Candace.
The sonogram sealed the deal for me. My baby was like this tiny little spectrum of hope. And I saw his heart beating on the screen. And knowing that there's life growing inside, I mean, that sonogram changed my life. I went from just Candace to mom. Thank you to everybody that has given these gifts. You guys are giving more than money. You guys are giving love.
There are currently preborn centers which do not have an ultrasound machine. Would you sponsor a machine today by calling 877-616-2396? A gift of $15,000 would provide one of these machines. Dial 877-616-2396 or visit afr.net.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-788-1813.
This is Focal Point with Brian Fisher on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Focal Point. Oh, it's great to be with you all. Alex McFarland here. Just a little background. My own website is my name, alexmcfarland.com. A-L-E-X-M-C-F-A-R-L-A-N-D, alexmcfarland.com. People, you know, somebody emailed me and they were like, Alex, what do you do? Well, it's my privilege to, I've been at North Greenville University for 7 years leading the Department of Apologetics and Christian Worldview. And we do a thing, in case you happen to be kind of in the mid-Atlantic region, we lead teams of students called the Life Answers Team. And we go to churches and schools, and we do programs on Christian apologetics. I travel and speak. Anyway, keep me in your prayers. A lot of what I do, I speak at secular university campuses throughout the year and often do a lot of Q&A and have the privilege to share the gospel with young people at colleges, many of whom have no exposure to Christianity whatsoever. So I do value your prayers. But right now we're going to kind of transition. And, you know, one of the things that we've been doing AFR this month is talking about preborn. And now for $28, an ultrasound will lead more than 80% of women considering abortion to keep their baby and to save the life. And we're so excited right now that we are going to talk about that for just a little bit. And we've got a guest that we want to bring on, not Valerie Steiner, but whom? Dan. Dan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Dan, definitely. Thank you for being on Focal Point today. Welcome to the program.
A joy to join you.
Forgive me, I don't have your last name in front of me. What is your last name, Dan?
Yeah, I'm Dan Steiner. I'm the president at Preborn.
Dan Steiner, well, thank you so much for being on. It is a great, great honor to speak with you, my friend.
My honor, sir.
Where are you calling in from?
Indianapolis, our headquarters, national headquarters.
Well, for the listeners that may not know, and by the way, you can donate online at afr.net. If you go to afr.net, you can see the button there, and we would encourage you to support this. Tell us about Preborn.
Glad to do it. So Preborn is a national ministry working with thousands of women every year, giving them free ultrasound sessions so that they can choose life for their babies. Our mission is to run and lead pregnancy clinics across America to save more lives of unborn children and the souls of their mothers. So we are evangelists to abortion-vulnerable women. We both put ultrasound equipment in the pregnancy clinics, mm-hmm. ultrasound machines, and we also underwrite ultrasound sessions. And you said correctly, it changes a girl's mind most of the time when she sees her baby on ultrasound, hears her baby's heartbeat. The heartbeat is a universal language. It means life. It's like a smile if you're in Africa or if you're in Mississippi. Someone smiles at you, usually means it's good. Yeah. Your heartbeat usually means it's not a blob of tissue. It's a real life. And so in the face of the abortion juggernaut that takes out over 900,000 babies in America a year, the only thing that's really stopping it is pregnancy clinics. And the thing that works best in pregnancy clinics is just introducing these girls who are seeking an abortion to know their mom, to know their baby. God's built a motherly instinct in these young women that, despite the many pressures that they find themselves in, if they will only get an opportunity to realize that it's their baby inside of them that's hanging in the balance, usually they'll choose life. And so that's what we do. That's what we're partnering with AFA to do here today.
For those just tuning in, we're talking to Dan Steiner of Preborn. One of the best things you can do to defend life and to stand against the Holocaust of abortion for $28, $28, that's, you know, a meal out. You can save a life. You will save a life. And go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and give today as much as you possibly can to stand for life. Dan, let me ask you this. I've heard a lot of Christian leaders talk about their pro-life journey. How maybe they were a Christian, perhaps a believer for many years, and then God gradually, eventually, indelibly impressed on their heart to stand for life. How did the Lord work in your life to make you so passionate about this?
Thanks for asking. Well, I used to get up every morning. I don't anymore, but I'm working on it, 4:30 to 6:30, and pray after I came to Christ. Just so grateful for what the Lord did to me, and in one of those mornings, I said, you know, what can I do for you, for all you've done for me, Jesus? And at that time, I think I really got a sense in prayer of his broken heart over every abortion. He sees every one of them. His heart's broken over every one of them. He is knitting them together himself, and we know in Psalm 139, in each mother's womb. And then even though all their days are written for them, they're cut off by wicked hands that profiteer on the unfortunate of these women for money, Planned Parenthood and the like, the abortion industry. And so I realized that, you know, if I'm going to be a Christian, I need to do something about that. That set up me out on a journey that eventually led me to run a large pregnancy clinic. And in running the pregnancy clinic, I realized that the thing that really matters the most is making Jesus Christ centristic in the pregnancy clinic. And so made that center very successful, and then we started Preborn to take that strategy across the United States to make the gospel center in the work of the pregnancy clinics in America. And so that's what we're doing now, is we are doing really two things. We're helping pregnancy centers reach and change the minds of more abortion-seeking women through ultrasound and through good marketing. And then we're helping pregnancy centers become experts at leading women to Jesus Christ. Our centers lead the nation, and the percent of women that come to Christ, if a center uses our evangelism strategy, they'll see 127% more women come to know the Lord. So that's basically the essence of what Preborn does, and what we're asking your listeners to participate in this afternoon. If they have a heart to save babies, here's the place to do it. For only $28, as you stated earlier, you can underwrite one of these ultrasound sessions, which will do several things. It'll introduce a mom to her baby personally, real time. It will potentially give her the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then help her if she chooses life for up to 2 years with her baby. All that by dialing by dialing the AFR number, 877-616-2396, or people can donate online at AFR.net.
Yeah, I mean, just think about this. Save a life and save a soul. I mean, it's a win-win. I know people can donate $28 and underwrite an ultrasound at AFR.net, and we encourage everyone to do that. Folks, do it today, and don't procrastinate. Just do it right now. Go to AFR.net or call 877-616-2396. Dan, what is the website of Preborn?
Preborn.com. Yep, just preborn.com.
Mm-hmm. What can churches do to be involved?
Well, a couple of things. First is a lot of churches, whether it's a Bible study or a home group, or whether it's a special offering, they can either sponsor ultrasounds for women, or they can even actually get a machine. We've had several churches that, through their benevolence committee or through like a Christmas offering or whatever, they will say, you know, we're going to put an ultrasound machine in a center that doesn't have one. There's about 7 cities across the United States right now that need the actual machine. They can't give the ultrasounds to the girls because they don't have the physical ultrasound equipment to do that. And so Preborn comes alongside those with ultrasound equipment to help them be able to shoulder a large expense that they were not prepared for. And this helps them get up quicker and be ready for the girls when they come in. So that's something a church could do. Also, they could encourage people to volunteer at a local clinic. There's always a need for volunteers at these pregnancy clinics. And if they want to know where there's one near them, why, they're welcome to contact us through our website at preborn.com, and we can direct them
where they can find
a pregnancy clinic.
Have you, along your journey, met people that were either medical professionals that were pro-abortion and now are not, or lay people that were pro-abortion? What's been your conversations with those that, you know, changed their view, that were pro-abortion but now are pro-life?
Yeah, there's several notable ones. One is my friend Abby Johnson, who is a Planned Parenthood director of a large clinic, and she became aware of what abortion actually was during the course of her employment there, and she said, I can't do this, and quit. And she's now one of their nemesis nationally for Planned Parenthood. I've got to know of a doctor, an OBGYN here in town, that did many, many abortions until one day he aborted a little bit later term of abortion, a baby, and the baby's head was staring at him when he aborted it. And he just stopped right there and said, I can't do this anymore. Thankfully, got some sense. And ironically, we've had at least a couple of ultrasonographers who worked at Planned Parenthood that have come to us looking for employment. The situation was that they were working for Planned Parenthood, and they found out that if they showed their customers, their patients, their ultrasounds, which they were not supposed to do, that they didn't really want the service. They didn't want the abortion. And so, but when they did that, they got fired. And so they came to us looking for work, obviously there was a philosophical difference, and we didn't hire them. But it just shows you the power of ultrasound.
Wow. Dan Steiner, thank you so much. We've got to pull away here. Go AFR.net and support Preborn. Do it today. As many as you can, $28 will save a life. It will share the gospel with an expectant mother considering abortion. Save a life, save a soul. Dan, thank you for what you do, and thank you for being on Focal Point.
Enjoy.
This is Alex McFarlane. You've been listening to Focal Point. My honor to sit in for Brian Fisher. I want to thanks to everyone listening. Thanks to Rob and Jeff and everybody running the board. God bless you, folks. Pray for our nation, and come see us March 23, 24. Truth for a New Generation, the Apologetics Conference. Go to truthfornewgeneration.com. So hope to see you soon again. God bless you.